This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of today, the federal government's not covering the cost of COVID testing and treatment. That is for people who don't have health insurance, to be clear. And to be even more clear, it's happening because federal COVID funding is running out. The White House has asked Congress for another $22.5 billion for testing and vaccines and treatments. So far from the Hill, crickets. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looked into what the current state of affairs means for healthcare providers and for their uninsured patients.
For most of the pandemic, Dr. Kavita Patel has been telling her patients the same thing. Come in, get a COVID test, get the vaccine. It's free.
Have your family come. They don't need to be in a patient. They don't need an insurance plan. And I've had to basically go back on that.
Patel is a primary care doctor at a community health center in Washington, D.C., and most of her patients are uninsured.
We just found out last week that starting this week, we would not have funding for testing and for any therapeutics. So this is it.
After today, hospitals and doctors' offices won't be able to get reimbursed for testing or treating uninsured patients for COVID. And starting in early April, they won't get reimbursed for vaccinating them either. Jennifer Tolbert at the Kaiser Family Foundation says depending on the provider, that could mean one of two things.
Some providers may simply stop providing services to uninsured individuals.
While some others, namely hospitals and community health centers that are considered safety net providers, will continue treating patients, either for free or on a sliding scale.
But it will increase the financial burden on these providers.
There is an emergency Medicaid option that can allow states to continue offering free COVID testing and treatment to people without insurance. But Lauren Adler at the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy says less than half of states have opted in. And he says if people are confused about whether or not they're going to have to pay,
you'll also just see uninsured patients much less likely to bother getting COVID-19 testing in this situation.
Or getting vaccinated, which is not exactly what you want, Adler says, when there's still a pandemic going on. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.